Solara Starr is a UK-based advanced law of attraction teacher trainer, coach, public speaker, and leading wellness expert. She will share life-changing wisdom about the law of attraction and how you can use this powerful universal law to build a foundation for bigger and bolder manifesting results. It is time to create the life you deserve, and with Solara's help, you will.
How to ask the universe for help in a way that is pretty much guaranteed to get you the results you want. I am Solara Starr, your guide to navigating the super exciting world of manifestation. And today we're going to take an even deeper dive into the expansive world of the law of attraction. And if you're new to the whole law of attraction concept, it works on the premise that like energy attracts like energy, and that our personal energy field, also known as vibration, is shaped not only by current events and circumstances, but past events and circumstances as well. So in our energy field, we've got a conglomeration of belief patterns, emotions, conditioning from society, ancestral, you name it. There's quite a lot that goes on in our energy field. And this energy field, our vibration, is continuously sending out signals to the universe. And of course, we then attract matching signals back in form of experiences. So an easy way to put it, I guess, is just like a radio tower, we're constantly broadcasting out a frequency that speaks directly to our desires or potentially our fears. And this influences the circumstances and the opportunities that we then attract and draw into our life. So our vibration, our energy field, is a little bit like a lens in which we view the world through. If we're feeling sad and upset or annoyed or lonely, we generally tend to look at the world through that lens and see more of the same. And the same is for if we're feeling love and joy and peace and playfulness, we will then look at the world through the lens of that vibration and, of course, see the same. So whatever lens we are viewing our world through, it will influence our responses to pretty much everything, whether it be triggers or just normal everyday duties or conversations, and of course, ultimately shapes our life experiences. And that's why I thought today would be a really lovely topic to discuss how to ask the universe for help in an effective way, but also why asking the universe is important. Now, whenever I use the word universe, you can swap it for anything that kind of works for you. It might be God, it might be guides, it might be angels. I think the most important thing is that we are acknowledging that there is a higher power, a higher consciousness. And to me, this higher consciousness emanates the beautiful frequency of love. And I'm a great believer that we are working our way out of the dark and into the light, out of the dark, out of fear and into love. And it's as we move closer and further into the vibration of love, that's when we start to notice beautiful things start to align almost effortlessly in our life. I feel like a little bit of a dab hand at understanding the vibration of fear, having lived in fear and anxiety for so long and having this clear vision of raising my vibration simply looks like moving closer and deeper into the frequency and the vibration of love. So Esther and Jerry Hicks, in their book Ask and It Is Given, they depict the journey a little bit like an emotional they call it an emotional guidance scale, almost in ladder form, I guess. And at the lower rungs of the ladder, you've got fear and worry and doubt and hopelessness and anxiety. And the higher rungs of the ladder, you've got love and peace and joy and freedom. And each rung that we find ourselves on will attract more of the same. So the idea is to make our way up the ladder, raise our consciousness, if you like. So whatever you want to call it, this beautiful, benevolent, loving force is absolutely ready to assist us any minute of every day. It doesn't clock on and clock off at certain times. If we wake up in the middle of the night, we can ask for help. If we're waiting in traffic on the way to work, we can ask for help any time at all. The most important thing is we take the initiative to call upon this loving force. Because we do have what we call free will, which means that God, the universe, our guides, angels, helpers, they're absolutely not allowed to interfere in our life. They're not allowed to get involved in anything. There has to be that conscious choice of us inviting this energy in to assist us in one way or another. And it's not just asking this force for help. We can give gratitude to this force and appreciation and acknowledgement as well. But today we're going to focus on the asking side. A lot of the Law of Attraction teachings will state ask, believe, receive. The book Esther Hicks that I referred to, ask and it is given. There's another one that comes to mind that I can't think of for now, but many Law of Attraction teachings state the importance of asking for help. So remember, the universe can't just butt its way into our life whenever it feels like it, because the universe respects our boundaries, I guess is the best way to put it, and doesn't want to interfere. So our job is to invite this energy in and become a co-creator, like a team, if you like. So if you've been manifesting for a little while, this is your gentle reminder to ask the universe for help. And if you're new to this journey, what a great way to start your Law of Attraction journey. So asking for help is one of the most important tools and concepts, the way I see it, because without the universe, without this beautiful benevolent force, you know, we're kind of trying to do a lot of stuff on our own, and we don't have anywhere near the power that the universe has, and it makes the journey bleak and hard, and it makes it lonely. So when it comes to asking for help, I have discovered over time that it is really important to approach these practices with a pure heart, of course, with good intent. So in other words, not looking to get something from this for merely for self-gain. You know, I want this, I want that. It's almost like a brat-like attitude where I was right in the beginning of my journey, so I fully understand where that comes from. But it's like, you know, I want to use this power and I want to use it for good. I want to experience good in my life so I can give good in my life. Because remember, what we give out, we do get back. So as we go into the rest of this episode, you know, let's have that firmly within our heart to hold the good intent and to be mindful and aware when we may be misusing this power purely for selfish reasons or for self-gain. So whilst maintaining a positive mindset is super, super important, what is more important is the frequency that it is coming from, where your intention is coming from. Is it coming from fear? Is it coming from need or greed? Or is it coming from playfulness and joy and expansiveness and the desire to give back and to share? And again, this is a really important part of the conversation for two reasons. If we do approach this type of journey purely from a self-gain perspective, not only will our results be very limited, but it'll actually be a very challenging and tough journey, and we won't ever really experience the true nature of the power of the universe and the expansiveness of love when we are able to inject a higher consciousness into our desires. Because of course, if we're sending an energetic signature of fear and feelings of not deserving, not being good enough, or need or greed, as I said, we're only then going to be keeping ourselves locked in lower vibration, but potentially attracting more of the same. And when we do come to something with the lower vibrational energy that I, or some of the lower vibrational energies that I mentioned before, there are some teachings that believe that this invites lower vibrational meddlesome energies into our manifestations, and these energies thrive on our doubts and our anxieties. And if we're using the art of manifestation, they can potentially interfere not only with our intentions, but with our outcomes too. So it's important to remember that the ultimate creative force, let's say universe or God or whatever other name you use, when that is purely focused on love, we strengthen our connection and our journey becomes a lot easier and a lot more effortless, which means we align ourselves with something much more powerful, and the outcomes we experience as a result are pretty mind-blowing. And it means when we focus on a higher power, we're not distracted by any lower vibrational forces or influences, which come about from our fears, and they create all these illusions and these delusions, if you like. And when we stay centered on a higher power, on a higher frequency, we safeguard our manifestations and we keep our hearts and our minds aligned with the purest intentions. And I do feel that this is very important to share before we go into how and why to ask the universe for help.
Enjoying the podcast? To help manifesting made easy, keep going and expand, consider making a small donation. Simply click the link in the show notes. Every contribution makes a big difference. Thank you for your continued support.
So there is an art to asking for help. And asking for help doesn't guarantee either that every single request will be fulfilled, as you might hope. Which some might say, well, what is the point then? There's a huge amount of point, because the journey itself unlocks so many amazing gifts. And we may not get the thing that we thought we wanted, but we may get something way better instead. So when we ask for help, the way that I have come to understand it is there's two ways of asking for help. One way is when we feel weakened and we're almost in a bit of a begging in energy, if you like, where we feel so desperate. It's like, please, universe, I'm begging you. I need your help. This has to change. I can't do this anymore. I'm scared. I'm worried. I'm fearful. Now, you wouldn't necessarily think that there's something wrong with asking in that way, right? But understanding from a law of attraction perspective, what we focus on grows, and the emotion behind something is the fuel that energizes your manifestation. Now, you want to energize your manifestation and you're asking the universe with the higher vibrational frequencies that you can. And this isn't to say that we're being happy, clappy Pollyannas and we're trying to pretend that certain things haven't happened, because there's plenty of times that I've got on my hands and knees and actually screamed and shouted at the universe and begged and pleaded. So it is normal and natural. But if we're talking kind of like learning a technique that we can use in between those heightened times, so when those heightened times come, we are more able to connect with asking in a different way, then it's definitely well worth practicing this more powerful technique that actually brings better results. So, for example, instead of saying something like, please, universe, I feel awful, at my wit's end, I'm desperate, I don't know what to do, we can turn that around from an energy of doubt and desperation and feeling weakened and that kind of energy of placating, you know, suggesting that we're unsure that the universe is listening, we're unsure of our worthiness, you know, we're kind of more reinstating that, you know, we feel alone and filled with fear and doubt and we lack trust that our desires will be fulfilled. But in contrast, if we're beginning our asking with something like, thank you, universe, for helping to give me strength and clarity. Thank you, universe, for clearing the path ahead and showing me my next steps. Thank you for reminding me who I am and the power that I possess inside of me. You see, when we start to ask for help in this way, by saying thank you first, we're showing that we have confidence that our request is not only being heard, but it's immediately being attended to. And as a result, we start to feel way more empowered. So this kind of expression of faith strengthens our position and enhances the feeling of empowerment and connection. So this then in turn helps our desires to become more manifest, because as we're saying thank you for, we're almost stepping into a space as if what we want has already happened. But also, if as we're saying it, we're showing the universe the outcome that we want through visuals, then that makes it even more powerful. So, for example, thank you, universe, for filling me with clarity and strength. And then you visualize yourself in your mind, the clarity that you have on your pathway, the strength that you feel, how well you look, how well everything is unfolding, and you visualize the outcome that you want as you're asking and as you're thanking for it. Not only does the universe get a very, very clear picture of what it is that you want, but you're also impressing your subconscious mind with the outcome that you desire. And of course, your subconscious mind doesn't know what is real and what isn't, and now starts to think the thoughts that you're thinking are real, and your vibration starts to shift. You start to look through the lens of these new pictures you're showing your subconscious mind, which means you're going to see opportunities that weren't available to you before when you were focused on more limitation and something less than. So to illustrate this, let me give you some more examples. Let's just say that there's a relationship that maybe has just felt a bit turbulent and you'd like to get it back on track. So rather than asking, you know, please, can you bring me resolution? Please, can you help make this connection, feel less intense and feel better? I mean, there's nothing wrong in saying any of that, right? It's just the way of asking is not trusting, and it's more placating. So you can say, thank you so much for the resolution and the harmony in this relationship. Thank you for helping a peaceful outcome for everybody involved. Thank you for helping everybody's heart stay open, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And then, of course, you can visualize that at the same time, like I mentioned. Let's think of another one. So one for finances. So instead of focusing on debt, you know, like many of us do, you know, please, can you help me to get out of debt? You know, please, can you, you know, help me to stop having sleepless nights? You know, that kind of thing. We're focusing on what we don't want purely by the way that we're wording it. So we can say, you know, instead of focusing on debt, we can say, thank you for the financial resolution. Thank you for the help that you bring. Thank you for the financial abundance and the freedom. And whatever that might look like to you, so whatever the financial challenge is, see it being resolved. See yourself doing whatever you want to do beyond the limitations of that current situation. See yourself traveling or going to a retreat or an event, whatever it is to impress your subconscious mind that you have moved beyond the fear that you once felt. And, you know, thank you, universe, for my financial abundance. Thank you for always having my back. Thank you for all the freedom that this brings. And let's just say another one for career, although I'm sure you're probably getting the gist of it now. If you're in a job that you can't stand and you're working with people that, you know, just bring you down every single day, instead of focusing on what you don't want, whilst picturing yourself in a different situation, perhaps in a new job or that particular job feeling so much better, thank you, universe, for helping me to feel so good and at peace and at home in my workplace. Well, maybe not at home, that might be a bit far-fetched, but thank you for helping me to enjoy my work and get on well with my colleagues. And thank you for showing me the part that I'm playing and what I'm experiencing. And I think that's really important part of the conversation as well, is to take responsibility for the part that we play in the experiences that we have in life. And many of us, we fall into the trap of thinking that we are a victim. And quite often we're blinded to the potential fact that we are actually playing a part in some of the experiences. So asking the universe by way, saying thank you for showing me what part I am playing in the creation of what I am experiencing. And thank you for helping to give me the courage to heal and overcome that part of me so that I can experience more peace and more joy. So in a nutshell, the way that we ask the universe is really, really important. And having clarity on the outcome that we want will absolutely, as I mentioned, help the universe to see exactly what it is that we desire and find detail. So there's absolutely no question or shadow of a doubt. So in conclusion, remember that while asking, it is important to be patient. This is something that I had to ask for. Like, thank you, universe, for filling me with infinite patience. Thank you for helping me to trust that you have my back. Thank you for helping me to feel secure knowing that everything is unfolding in the perfect time and space sequence. And I think that's important. Like, we not just ask for physical help, but we can ask for character attributes that can actually help us to overcome some of the challenges that we experience as well. So in conclusion, this journey, it's not just about achieving your goals, right? But it's how you grow along the way. And learning the reframes today can not just help you to get your deepest desires manifested, but you can actually unlock some incredible character attributes along the way. The feeling of feeling wise and worthy and deserving, and the feeling of empowerment and strength, all of those are available along this journey, not just the physical things that we seem so drawn to manifesting more than anything else. So as I kind of wrap up for today, thank you again for reaching out on Instagram and letting me know whereabouts you are in the world. I love hearing about that. So if you're new to this podcast, do reach out at @SolarisStar on Instagram and let me know. And if you are looking for one-to-one help, then why not reach out? I work one-to-one with people all over the world in loads of different time zones, and we can hop on a free 30-minute consultation call to see how I can help accelerate your manifestation journey. But for now, thank you so much for taking the time to tune in, and I look forward to being back with you super soon. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening. SolarisStar will be back next week with great insights into the law of attraction. In the meantime, please visit solarisstar.com.